Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's been like that all year, right? Somebody goes down, the next person steps up and plays their ass off. That's a team. That's a team, guys. And you guys played to the standard. You played your ass off. You played tough. You played physical. You played nasty. You played grimy. All those different things to help us get our 14th win of the season, which is a franchise record.
Nobody wants to win a championship more than this guy, but today you won his 300th game as the owner of the Eagles. Jeffrey, break this team down.
Hey, listen, this is for all you guys. We got a lot more to accomplish. 14 wins, be proud of it, but you know where our goals are.
The end there. 14 wins, be proud of
14
it.
14 wins and 50 wins as the Eagles head coach. That's right, I said it. I'll say it again. 50 wins. Like somebody sent me something to say at 48-20. I said, no, bro, he's won 50 games as the Eagles head coach.
He has, and Jeff Lurie's won 300, but I like at the end there where he said, but now the real season. Now the games really matter as we enter the postseason. 215-592-9494. Has Nick Sirianni for you done enough to secure his job? He hasn't for me. I mean, that's the bottom line. We got to win the playoffs now. Wonderful regular season, and he deserves credit for turning everything around at the bye. I give him credit for that. He's done a nice job this year, but I view the Eagles different than other teams. Like, this is about the postseason now. It's about big-time success. Here, it's about winning a Super Bowl. And that's why I look at him like, if I'm Jeff Lurie and I'm Howie Roseman and they don't go far, I'm not giving them a contract extension. Like, why? I'm not doing it.
Put it like this. Because there's two trains of thought here. If they – I can't even get it out because I'm trying to figure out the way I was saying. If they do not extend him, I understand why. Because – you've seen examples of why this is important because you have a roster to win with now.
Absolutely. We all feel that.
Yeah. And you talk about, because I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday and they said something that is very valid. When you look at all the rosters, man for man, all 22 of all the playoff teams, there's not a team, when you go man for man, that is more talented than the Eagles that's in the playoffs.
I agree with that.
And it's one of those things where you have to factor in, and I know we're getting ready for a playoff game and not trying to be morbid or anything, but I think that a lot of people feel like with our roster, in Detroit, it's not going to be an easy place to play.
And they have an advantage with home field.
Yes, they do.
They have those.
But when you talk about man for man and you factor in health and the fact that we were able to be in a position to have somewhat of a bye, and those other teams that we're looking at, Minnesota, Green Bay,
Rams,
they're beat up. Yep. They're kind of beat up. We are the better roster. And only that, outside of Minnesota, we've seen two of these teams that's in the playoffs. Three, technically, that we potentially could see. Because we could potentially see Tampa Bay.
Oh, next week. If they win, they're coming here. Yeah.
No, but we've seen these teams. So I don't think it's far-fetched to, when you factor in all of that stuff, to sit there and say, hey, damn, if Coach Sirianni falls in this, then there might be a real conversation. Like, that is not far-fetched. That is not being a hater. That's looking at this realistically and saying, man, I know, and there's all kind of intangibles that go into this. But when you look at man for man, it's like, damn, you can't see this playing out any other way than us being in Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's going to be given the best roster. Now, go win with it. Go get a championship. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Well, every time Nick does something silly, I want to fire him. But then he reels off 12 to 14 wins.
Mm-hmm.
It would be difficult. Like, unless he completely boggles this game on Sunday, like with time management or just does something really stupid, it's just really difficult for me to have to let him go. And I wanted him fired in the beginning of the year, in the first 4 weeks when he was acting crazy. But man, the guy, as long as he still has the locker room, I don't see how you could let him go right now.
Yeah, that's my thing, man. It's like when I look at this, and there are things that old school Hugh, as a former player, look at and say, that probably wouldn't fly in my era. But guess what? It's not my era, you know. And it's one of those things where you look at it and you look at Dan Campbell, for example, and his coaching style.
Yep.
These guys answer to Coach Sirianni. They respond to him.
Yeah.
And I think that's all that matters.
Well, let me ask you guys this: if let's say they do, let's say they go that route and let him go. If for some crazy reason they do lose, which I don't think they will, but who's available and who would be better than him to come right in and take this team over the top?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, look, if we're going for names that are established, Vrabel's probably the biggest name out there that people are interviewing. Otherwise, we're in the bucket of coordinators, right? Guys that or guys that have already been a coach and trying to get back in. But, you know, Ben Johnson's the big name. Yeah, Jeff, my guess is they'd probably replace him with another guy that were like, who's that, right? Just like we did with Sirianni. It's kind of the way the Eagles do things since Chip left. Not the big name, but it works for them. Yeah, I don't have – it's not like
Kellen
I want to move
–
Yeah, I mean, well, Kellen Moore certainly could. Possibility.
Yeah, I mean, they have him sitting right there, a young guy, pretty really good. I mean, I guess if they do let him go, that would be a route. That's the route I would go. I would stay in house because you got a guy right now that could probably step right in.
Well, and it would be the same offense for Jalen. And Jeff, we appreciate the call, which has obviously been a thing. Let me give you an example. Again, the idea of just pointing to his resume. That's wonderful. He's got a nice resume. But is the objective to have a nice resume or to win Super Bowls? I mean, the objective is to win Super Bowls. A couple years ago, I gave you the example of Jared Goff with the Rams. His resume said you shouldn't move off him. He was a number one pick who went to the Super Bowl and kept going to the playoffs. And then they didn't win. And they said, we can upgrade here and win the Super Bowl. And it worked for them. Now, Goff's good. Goff might go win his own Super Bowl now. Let me give you another example. In 2006, the Chargers were 14-2. They lost their first playoff game. Marty Schottenheimer out the door. It's not unprecedented. It's just the bottom line is, for you, has Sirianni done enough? I know for a lot of people, he has. Not for me. Dean in Upper Darby. What's up, Dean?
Yeah, I don't know why we're having this conversation, but let's have it. Go back a little bit before the season started. We had the slump last year. It was Sirianni and Jalen were on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I want to be very brutal, I think this is more issue with Jalen than Sirianni when he has his misfits and he talks loosely or he acts immature or whatever. So, Joe and you, honestly, if you look at where we've come with the defense, with Vangio, never expected these guys would play at the level they're playing. And you look at how the offense has ripened with Barkley and AJ and Devontae. This complete roster we're seeing prior to this season, the two guys on the hot seat were Jalen first and Sirianni with his misfits and whatever. But I think more concentration should be on Jalen. If you see the first quarter and you see how it's so hard to get him to pick up, we should be adding Jalen to the conversation as well. Maybe the one thing we need to twist with such a good defense and an offense is the quarterback. Don't leave him out of it. I don't know why. I don't want to seem so hard for a playoff game we're having on Sunday. But if we must have this conversation, the factor has to be in with Jalen. How well he's releasing. I mean, he's staying better in the pocket now.
Mm-hmm.
You see him not as, you know, awful as he used to be, running off, not throwing to his right. I think he's managing better. But there's something with his release, something that has to pivot more in terms of his performance. You cannot have this conversation without putting Jalen in the
picture. So, I get it. Dean, I think it's fair to – I mean, I heard this morning as I was driving in. Dean, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. The camera this morning said Jalen is his biggest concern entering the postseason. And that's fair. I mean, he's coming off of a concussion. He had a good year, but sometimes it felt choppy, the offense. I mean, that's okay to say, but
yeah.
But here's the reality. It's harder to find a quarterback than to plug a new coach in. I mean, first of all, you got a $100 million cap hit to get rid of Jalen. Second, who is the quarterback if it's not Jalen? Like, Hugh, if Jalen, when you enter the postseason and you say the two biggest things you wonder about are how the head coach is going to do, how the quarterback's going to do, I think that's fair to say. But I'm way more confident Jalen is going to be here next year, no matter what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that because there's a money factor that's involved in that. And it just
And you have to have a replacement.
Yeah, and it all depends on how egregious it looks. You know, if Jalen's out there and he's just stinking up the joint, then I think that's a conversation to be had. But let's be honest. Do we think that's really going to happen? Like, Jalen's going to play so bad?
I don't think so.
That we look at him and say, oh, well, he can't be the quarterback?
No.
And people tend to forget, like, when we talk about these things, it depends on how the scenario plays out. Now, if they go toe-to-toe with the Green Bay Packers and they lose by, say, 3 points, I don't think this is a conversation to be had. But if they just look inept offensively and all of a sudden, which I don't think is going to happen, and the defense looks bad, then there's a conversation to be had. But I don't think that anybody feels that this is one of those situations where, you know, we should – the Green Bay Packers are in the same class as us.
Well, based on the season, they're not. I mean, they won 11, we won 14. They come into the playoffs really the vibes, and we played some of the audio yesterday, the Green Bay stink this week. They're talking about fixing everything, a locker room meeting after the game on Sunday. The coach is admitting he blew the time management at the end of the game. They're not coming in here. Like, last year, the Packers felt like kind of dangerous entering the postseason. And they have good players, so I'm not writing them off, but they don't feel that same way. The Eagles should win this game Sunday. I expect them to. And I look at Sirianni and I say, I need playoff success before I fully support this guy being here a long time. Ian's up next here on WIP. What's up, Ian?
Hey, Joe, Hugh, how you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Man, long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you taking it.
Appreciate you calling, Ian. So what are you thinking?
I think this is crazy that we're having this conversation. I believe Sirianni's done plenty to keep his job going next season.
For what? Why? Like how? And what? Why?
So I think if we zoom out a little bit, I think, you know, when we looked at like the beginning of the season, we saw the schedule. If I had told you we were going to sweep the NFC North, we were going to win in New Orleans, we were going to beat Dallas twice, I think you probably would have thought we were crazy.
You mean the AFC North? But I hear you, right?
I'm sorry, the AFC North.
I would have said you were crazy. Yeah, Ian, I did not see 14 wins coming. I said 10-7, so they were way better than I thought.
And so I think the only reason that, you know, this Sirianni thing is coming up is because of the success that they've had this season. Also, in a year where, you know, Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox retire, that was a huge talking point at the beginning of the season. And Cam Jurgens and Jalen Carter, I'm not saying they're to that level, but they are fantastic this season.
They've been great. I mean, they have been, you know, they've replaced those guys, which is a big feat in itself. Yeah, in a way, he's a victim of his own success, right? Because now the expectations have risen here. I just look at it and I say, I'll ask you this. What's your expectation for how far they're going to go?
My expectation is at least the NFC championship.
Me too. But if that doesn't happen, does the coach do a good enough job? I don't feel like he did.
The hang-up I have, and I think, I don't know, I'm sure people have brought it up a bunch, is who do you go to? I think nobody else, no head coach in the NFC has this kind of thing. I don't think LaFleur's postseason success is as impressive. Dan Campbell is still, you know, is still young in the head coaching position. I think Sirianni, when you stack it up against them, even though if they lose to the Packers, it would be a losing record, but I still think it's up to what the other head coaches, I mean, you know, McVay, since the Super Bowl, hasn't been stellar either.
Mm. Well,
but he won one.
He got one, and he's got to two. And Ian, we appreciate the quote. If you just stack up resumes, then you're never going to want to fire an Eagles coach. I mean, like, let's go back for a second. Did Andy's resume say he should get fired here?
No.
Did Doug's resume say he get fired?
No.
I mean, at some point, hold on a second. Chip Kelly's resume wasn't a fireable offense through 3 years.
But it just didn't work.
It just didn't work, and they thought they could be better. And that I know that had more stuff to it. But I'm just saying, like, just the resume can't be the only thing. There's got to be is this the right guy to win a championship?
You know what's funny? I remember when Andy Reid, Coach Reid, was going through that thing. I was at ESPN, and I remember Jaws was there too. And I was in my feelings a little bit because, you know, that's my coach.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, there were rumors about him getting fired, and I remember talking to Jaws about it, and I was like, I was salty. I was like, damn, Charles, they shouldn't fire him. And he said, you know, Hugh, sometimes the message gets stale, mm-hmm. and it's time to move on. He said it happens there, but he said Andy will be okay. But that's the truth. But I don't think that's the case here. I think here's the thing. I feel like the message is sound with the players. Might not resonate with the organization. They might be a camp where the players love Coach Sirianni, and I think that they do. But organization like, yeah, he winning, but all that other stuff, you know what I mean? I don't really. But what do you do? Because he's getting results. He's unorthodox. Let's just use that word.
I like that word.
Unorthodox.
It's a nice, friendly word.
Well, in business and in companies, you always want something that's going to move the needle. Mm-hmm. Move the needle.
Sure.
And let's be honest, Nick moves the needle, whether it's good or bad. Now, you look at the success that he's had, the season that he had last year, it's crazy to me that he's not up for Coach of the Year, but it kind of tells you why.
Well,
because nobody likes him.
Well, or okay,
I mean, you know, so, I mean, let's just call it what it is. A lot of people don't like him.
I think it could be one of two things. Maybe he's not loved. I mean, that you.
No, he's definitely not loved.
But the other thing is, isn't Coach of the Year someone you think that is taking, you know, think of the show Chopped. You ever see Chopped, the TV show where they cook you? You ever see that show?
I haven't watched it, but I've heard about it.
All right, the idea is you get a basket of ingredients, and you have to make a nice meal out of it, right? But you don't eat, like, the basket could have some weird stuff in it.
Yeah, and you got to do it the best you can.
So that's kind of how I think a Coach of the Year. Like, you took this weird basket of ingredients, and you made something really nice out of it. Sirianni didn't get a weird basket of ingredients.
He got a nice little T-bone. He got one of what they call tomahawk steaks.
Yeah, he got the best ingredients
on
the market.
Wagyu tomahawk.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
he made a nice meal out of it, but isn't that the expectations? If I give you the best ingredients, you better make a good meal, and he has. But I want the best meal. I want a championship, and that's why, as I sit here today, it's not enough yet. 14 wins. You guys can go celebrate that. I'm not. I'll celebrate when there's a championship with this guy. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Brian McFadden, CBS Sports, his perspective on the Eagles situation as we enter the postseason?
Another outstanding season. The number two seed in the NFC. You get a home playoff game. The best rushing performance by any runner there in organization in history in Saquon Barkley. If he happens to lose round one, oh my goodness, they're gonna try to light the city on fire. I'm just saying, because it doesn't make any sense why his name is always flirting in those conversations about his seat being hot. I agree with you. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But one thing we do know, it seems like every year, regardless of how good he coaches his team, regardless of how good they've been, his name is always in that conversation. So that's why I go 8, because when you look at what they've done, they could be arguably considered the most balanced team, not just in the NFC, but in the entire NFL. So just imagine what the city will do if they lose round one to the Green Bay Packers.
It is pretty wild, Hugh, that he's involved, and I don't just mean us, and like WIP and the fan base. He's involved in more will he lose his job headlines than coach of the year headlines.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is.
But I feel like a lot of that is because if you talk to guys in NFL circles, like higher-ups, some of the antics that Coach Sirianni has, they're not head coach-like. And that rubs some of the old heads wrong. It's kind of like the old regime and the way coaching goes. You know who this is equivalent to around the time when he was coaching? He just was up for a head coaching job. Rex Ryan was kind of that guy a little bit, you know. But it's kind of ironic that he's interviewing for a job that he once had before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's now acceptable in this era. Rex, when he was with the Jets,
he wasn't buttoned up enough.
He wasn't.
It's kind of come back towards.
You see what I'm saying?
The Rex personality.
His personality is more accepted now. That's kind of how I look at Coach Sirianni. Coach Sirianni is rough around the edges. Do not deny that. I remember, and this is going to be ironic coming from me, I didn't like Coach Sirianni when they interviewed him and he didn't put a suit on. Think about that. And I come to work every day with some shorts on or some pajamas, and I have the nerve to be mad at somebody because that they don't look professional at their job.
But you did wear your suit to get fired.
Yeah, I did wear my suit to get fired. But, Joe, think about that. I sat there, and when I heard the story about how Nick was on vacation and Jeffrey, and I think it was
Howie
dressed down to help to make him comfortable, he had on some Hawaiian shirt and whatever, and I'm like, how dare he go on a job interview and not get dressed up? Because that's the era that I came from, and that's, you know, I'm the brother that got fired with a suit on. So you know what I'm saying? So when I heard that, I held that against him. But as I started to workshop this thing, and I'm thinking, where they're winning, and there's no direct path or right path to winning. He's figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened last year, the collapse from last year, he figured out a way to get this team on the right page and get them in the position that they're in now. That says a lot, especially when you have somebody. Think about that. Your boss is looking at you and like, I don't like the way you – I don't like – think about it like this. If Rod didn't like us, which he does, but if he didn't, and we're doing well, he's in a precarious situation because he's like, okay, they're doing well, don't really care too much for them. But they're moving weight. They're moving product. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you have to take the good with the bad. Because everybody's not gonna be like you.
Well, I understand that. And I've accepted his personality, and the team does they respond to him. I think they like him for the most part, which is great, and they really play hard for him. That's fine. But I'm judging him on how he coaches in these postseason games. That's what matters to me now. I've moved past we've watched the Eagles, just look at their track record, even since Andy left. Andy's his own special thing, right? Andy's maybe the greatest coach of all time. He's on the path to doing that. He wins another Super Bowl. He may surpass Bill Belichick. That's how great Andy is. But just look at the Eagles since Andy Reid. They win with whoever the coach is.
I mean, Howie does a hell of a job. Man.
I mean, like, it's the reality of it. They won. They had a winning record with Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly stinks. I mean, he got washed out of the NFL. He went to San Francisco and was a disaster. They won with Doug. And I love Doug. Look what happened to Doug in Jacksonville. He washed out. He just got fired. He had one good season in Jacksonville. They're winning with Nick. Guess what? I've got news for you. They win with another coach. I mean, like, it's not about the coach. It's about, here's when the coach can affect things. I need him to be at his best in the playoffs. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to walk in here Monday and say, he's coached circles around LaFleur. Best coach out there.
I will say this about Coach Sirianni. And I've said this in the last couple of weeks, but I've noticed it even more, even in his coaching style. Coaches turn the corner. He, even though he's still over the top, when you think back on his press conferences, I would say after week four.
It's been a little tamer.
It's been tame. You can't really, like, his coaching jobs that he's done, he's coached his ass off these last couple of weeks, man.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20
years. Like, seriously, think about it. And I think that he realizes that. He's changed over the last couple of weeks.
Well, now let's get it done and go win a Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. On the other side, Seth Joyner will join us. His thoughts on the game, Sirianni, Jalen coming off a protocol, and how the Eagles match up with the Green Bay Packers. Seth joins us next. All your phone calls. Well, has Sirianni done enough to secure his job long term for you? 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we got five straight days of playoff football in College of the Pros, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you combine your bets from the same game for a chance at even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get bonus bets back. So not only do we get to watch five straight days of playoff football, but that's also five chances to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to be part of this epic run. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. It's the great playoff payoff. And it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.